Hi, I'm Daniel Foley from the Abundant Life Training Center, and welcome to our daily communion time, where today we're going to be talking about a way out when you're under pressure. When we get into these times where you've got pressure on you, and this time of the year, as we're in August, we're in the summertime, it's hot out. It's a time where you might be experiencing some increased pressure in your life. We've been talking about lately this idea of increased pressure, rolling the pressure over onto God, staying calm and poised under pressure. And I believe when you do that, you begin to keep your eyes up focused on God, you're going to begin to see ways out that lead you out through the pressure. And remembering, Jesus is the way. He has the way through this pressure. Sometimes we get boxed in and trapped in some things, and he's got the way out. He can make a way out through these things when it looks like there is no way. We're going to be taking communion over this today. If you feel like you are in some pressure right now, or you're kind of boxed in a situation, you're not sure which way to go, we're going to take communion today, asking for his help to lead us out. It's his voice that leads us out. We're going to be talking about some indicators of following his leading in these things, following him on the way out, and that he has a way for you. But let's get started with prayer. If you're new to us here, the way we do these daily communions is we start with about a 2-minute long prayer that's mostly scripture, coming from Ephesians chapter 1 and the prayer of Jabez that's found in 1 Chronicles chapter 4. And then we take a couple minutes to do the other half of prayer, to get still and to listen and to examine ourselves before we get into our time of communion. Let's get started with the prayer. Heavenly Father, I just pray for everybody who's watching or listening, and all their families, their friends, everybody connected to them, and all of our church and governmental leaders. And Father, I just thank you for releasing us from the darkness, transferring us into the light, into the kingdom of your dear Son. I thank you for your purpose and grace given to us in Christ Jesus before time began. And Father, I just keep asking that you, the Father of glory, would give us the spirit of wisdom and revelation so that we would know you better, that the eyes of our hearts would be enlightened to know the hope to which you've called us, and the riches of your glorious inheritance that is in us, and the immeasurable greatness of your power to us who believe. The same power that you exercised in Christ when you raised him from the dead and seated him at your right hand, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the one to come. And you put all things under his feet and made him to be the head of the body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. Father, I ask you to bless us, to bless our time here together today, to expand our borders and our territory, to expand our capacity to receive your purpose and grace and your love and your goodness and all you want to do in our lives, and to let it flow through us so that we do good and are a blessing to people all over the world. We ask you to keep your hand on us. Help us do today what's right and best in your eyes, and to do it with peace and joy and confidence in you. And we ask you to stretch out your hand to heal and do signs and wonders and keep us from evil and pain. Through the mighty name of Jesus, amen. So let's get started with the other half of prayer. The first thing, let's get positioned in the light. We've been released from darkness, transferred into the light, into the kingdom of God's dear Son. And that happens through the forgiveness of sins. But that forgiveness has to flow from God through us to other people. So we can have some areas where we need to work on sometimes. Receiving that forgiveness from God would be the first one. If you got any areas where you just feel like you need to talk to him, run to him, bring those issues to him. And then we got to give that same grace and forgiveness to ourselves. Let's just be honest. We sometimes beat ourselves up and we condemn ourselves. We put all this pressure on ourselves. We hold things against us. And we just got to let some things go. Just release some things. Just let some things go. And then we got to walk in that same grace and forgiveness with other people. Not holding things against them. Not holding grudges or bitterness. Just release some things. Just choose to be content in all situations. And if somebody else does something nice for you, something good for you, then you can just enjoy it and you can be grateful, but you're not expecting anything from them. Your goal, your heart is just set on receiving that grace from God, giving that grace to yourself, and just letting it flow through you to other people. You just got your heart set on doing that and doing it cheerfully. And then you have no expectations that other people are going to do anything for you. But if they happen to do nice things for you, great. Then enjoy it. But otherwise, your goal is to be a blessing. And you let all those things go. You let all those things slide that other people are doing to you. And that's going to help you just walk in the light. It's such a freeing way to live. You can just be content in all situations. The Apostle Paul talks about, I've learned the secret to being content in any and every situation. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And he's in you. He's given you the power to be content in all situations. So that's how we walk in the light. But then we got to begin to magnify that light. We can do that through gratitude and focusing on the light, focusing on what's going well in our lives, focusing on how far we've come rather than the distance we still need to go. Often we get caught up looking at goals and plans and how far we have to go, and it looks big and overwhelming and impossible. We're not sure how to get there. Just remembering Jesus is the way. He knows the way to those goals and dreams and desires that he put on the inside of you. He's the one that put them there after all. So focusing on gratitude, what are some things that you're grateful for over the last 24 hours? What are some things that have gone well over the last 24 hours? Often we reflect back and look at all the things that went wrong, but what are some things that went well over the last 24 hours? And then how is your emotional state? I like to think of emotions as my indicators of what I'm magnifying on the inside of me. They're letting me know what I'm focused on, what I'm believing in my heart, what I'm visualizing and imagining in my mind. My emotions will let me know those things. They're feedback, and I can begin to make corrections and adjustments on what I'm focused on, what I'm magnifying, whether that's the problem or God. Often we begin to magnify and meditate on the problems and make them bigger in our own minds. When we begin to meditate and magnify God inside of us and what he's done on the inside of us, that he's with us and for us and loves us and nothing's impossible for him. He can make all grace abound to us. So that having all sufficiency at all times and all things, we can abound to every good work. We begin to magnify those things and meditate on those things. They begin to grow bigger on the inside of us. And the natural result is that peace and that joy just begins to flow through you as the pressure lifts off of you and off of other people. And begin to roll that pressure onto God. That peace and that joy just begin to flow through you. I like to think of joy as my indicator that that grace is flowing through me. It's my indicator that I'm living in the present moment and I'm aware of God's presence with me right now in the present moment. And my joy is that cue that that grace is just flowing through me. He's equipping and empowering me. Just like Jesus said, it's not me who does the work. It's the Father in me who does the work. So we got to stop putting that pressure on ourselves. This time of the year, we're talking about pressure. Often a lot of that pressure is self-induced pressure. We've put that pressure on ourselves. We put unreasonable schedules, unreasonable deadlines, high expectations of ourselves. And really all that pressure is meant to be put on God. We can give ourselves the grace of extended time, extended deadlines. We can give ourselves the grace of some more margin in our schedule. We can give ourselves the grace of rolling the pressures and problems onto God and letting him work them out for us, letting him show us the way through those things. And then what do you know to do? Over the next 24 hours, what are the things that you know to do? Not the things that you're fuzzy on or uncertain of. One of the ways that we can take some of this pressure off is just stop trying to figure it all out. What do I know to do today? And almost all of us, there's a couple things probably that you know to do today. Things that need to get done, things you know God is prompting and stirring on the inside of you. Things that your conscience keeps popping up. Oh, I know I need to do that. What do you know to do? Do those things today. Often those things are the missing step God's waiting for you to take to unlock the next things to do. We're worried about these next steps when God's like, let's do these steps first. Take those steps today and do them cheerfully and joyfully with confidence in God that he's there to equip you and to empower you for him to do the work through you. He just needs you to show up and get started and do it with a good attitude. What do you know to do? Execute it with a good attitude today. Be amazed. You just keep doing that day by day where it will lead you. And then what has God been teaching you or training you in over the last 24 hours? It's his voice that shows us the way. It's his voice that leads us to this spacious, beautiful place It's his voice that leads us. If we're going to find this way out in times of pressure, it's going to require you getting still and listening to what he's saying on the inside of you, listening to those nudges, following the peace and the joy and the leading that he's giving on the inside of you. It's going to require getting still and finding those for him to lead you out. So during this time of the year, there might be some pressure. And it might seem like you're boxed in some ways, like there's a lot of pressure. But remembering, Jesus is the way. He knows the perfect solution to bring you out of this on the other side. Sometimes these pressures come. It's letting you know that you're close to something new. You're close to a breakthrough. And he's going to lead you out. But if you try to figure it out on your own, you try to force it to happen too soon, you try to figure it out, you could end up with a solution that just creates more problems and side effects. But if you will wait for his timing, he's never early and he's never late. He's going to show up at the perfect time. Sometimes we think he's late, but he's going to show up at the perfect time. If you'll wait for his timing and you'll wait for his leading, he's going to show you the way out at the perfect time. And it's going to be what I call this beautiful solution. This beautiful solution that creates a ripple effect for good across every area of life. It's the perfect solution at the perfect time, and it sets you free to new levels. And it creates a ripple effect for good across the other areas of life. What do I mean by that? I mean, sometimes we create our own solutions and they have side effects, like it steals away your time or your peace or time from your family, or it costs you in other ways. These beautiful solutions have beneficial effects, ripple effects. It creates this virtuous cycle rather than a vicious cycle. But we have to wait for his leading on those things. Now, a couple analogies I've been thinking about along these lines are sports analogies. So if you're not familiar with sports, I apologize for the sports analogies, but sports analogies are some of the best examples of pressure. Think about all the pressure to win the game is at the end of the game. All the pressure to win is at the end of the season in the playoffs or the championships. So if you're getting some pressure, that means you're getting close. You're getting close to the victory and the breakthrough that God has for you. But I want you to think about this. In the sport of football, quarterbacks are evaluating what's coming, and a good quarterback can see what the defense is about to do, and they see that pressure is coming. They see that pressure is coming. And at the early phases for a lot of quarterbacks, the defenses and the defensive coordinators will try to put a lot of pressure on the quarterback. They'll bring extra defenders trying to get to the quarterback quicker, and they're trying to press him to make decisions faster. They're trying to get him to scramble and to freak out and to lose control and to make a mistake. They're trying to put pressure on him to get him to make a mistake. But good quarterbacks see that pressure coming. They know it's coming. So you can begin to anticipate in this time of the year, as we get into August and the early fall, there's probably going to be some pressure coming. You can begin to anticipate that. And good quarterbacks will know where their outlet is. They'll know how to either change the play. They'll know how to make an adjustment before the pressure even comes. Or they will know how they can get the ball out quickly. And what happens is this: the defense is now exposed. And now a big play has opened up because the defense is exposed because they brought more people to try to rush the quarterback. And now a big play can be the result. So when you get a really good quarterback, a lot of times you don't want to pressure them that much because all it does is just expose you more because the big play opportunities come. Now, basketball is another example. In basketball, a lot of teams will begin to put a full court press on the opposing team. And they're trying to put pressure on the ball handler, the person with the ball, trying to stop them from getting the ball up the floor. And they'll often try to trap them. They want to get them into a corner and they want to trap them. But what is the key to handling this pressure if you're playing basketball? Most good coaches will tell you, number one, don't stop your dribble. Keep dribbling. Keep moving forward. Keep dribbling and keep your eyes up. Keep your eyes up, because if the defense is bringing multiple people to try to trap you and to pressure you, keep your eyes up. Keep your eyes fixed on God, because that means there's an open man, and you can get a very easy basket on the other end if you just keep your eyes up and you look for the open man to pass it to. Keep your eyes up. Look for the open man. Keep moving forward. Stay out of the corners. So don't box yourself in. Unreasonable schedules, unreasonable deadlines, all these types of things. Don't box yourself in. Keep your eyes up, fixed on God. and look for the open man and follow his leading. So I've had some times like this in this time of the year. I kind of got put in impossible situations, more pressure than I can handle on my own. And there was some temptation, some solutions presented themselves that I knew were not the right solution. And how did I know? I had that inner feeling. When God begins to take you through this process, you got to learn to tap into that inner voice on the inside, that inner witness on the inside, whether you have that peace or not. You got to pay attention to that. That peace will lead you, will help you to guide your decision-making. I had some solutions come up to the problems that could have been a way out, but I knew they weren't the beautiful solution. How did I know? On the inside, I did not have peace about it. I knew there was something wrong on the inside. And I've learned to more and more to pay attention to that feeling. And if you'll wait, but the pressure was on to make a decision too early. The pressure was on to freak out and to lose control and to make it a bad decision too early. Keep moving forward, waiting until you know. And when you have that peace on the inside, Jesus is the way. If you are relying and trusting on him, he will never let you down. He's going to bring you out at the perfect time. And he's got the perfect, beautiful solution to lead you out through it. So we're going to be taking communion here over this. And Father, we're just in our time of communion today. It's this opportunity to meditate on your just steadfast, unfailing love for us and your mighty works, that nothing is impossible for you. Think about that. Unfailing love. If we'll put our hope and our trust in him, he will never let us down. And if you're in this time of pressure, you feel like you're boxed in, you're trapped in the corner, he's got a way out. He's going to unfold it at the perfect time, but you got to wait for his leading. Got to follow that peace on the inside. So Father, we're just asking for your way out, that Jesus is the way. We just thank you for that. We're just asking that you would help us to be more sensitive and tuned in to your leading in this, to lead us out through these times of pressure. Father, we just thank you for it. We just believe we receive it right now. Haven't seen the answer to it yet. Just a matter of time before it shows up. But we believe we receive it right now the moment we pray. And Father, we just thank you that on the night Jesus was betrayed, he took the bread and said, "This is my body broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Think about that. God loved us so much, he was willing to send his one and only son to die for us. And if he would do that, how would he not freely give us all things, including showing us the way out? He has a way out. This didn't catch him by surprise. He knows the way through these pressures of life to come out on the other side better than you ever went into it. Father, we just thank you for this bread and we ask you to bless it in Jesus' name. If you have your bread, you can take your bread. So then after supper, Jesus took the cup. He said, "This is the cup of the new covenant in my blood, poured out for the forgiveness of sins for many." That forgiveness of sins that brings us into the kingdom of light. When we're in the light, we can see. We can see the way out. Stay focused in the light. Keep walking in that forgiveness on all three levels. He's going to lead you out. And there's going to be the temptation probably to look for another way. But remember, God cannot be tempted. He's not susceptible to that. If we'll stay tuned into him, follow that inner leading, that peace on the inside, he's going to show you that way out. Father, we just thank you for this cup and ask you to bless it in Jesus' name. If you have your juice, you can take your juice. So now it's about simply walking it out. We believe we received. Keep your eyes fixed on him. Stay tuned into his voice. Follow that leading on the inside. Keep walking in love and forgiveness with other people. Stay in the light. Keep magnifying the light. Don't focus on the pressures and the problem. Keep magnifying the light what you're grateful for, what's going well. Keep praising and magnifying him. He's going to show you the way out. But I hope this has been helpful for you. If you'd like to learn more about partnering with us in the Abundant Life Blueprint, you can go to the AbundantLifeTrainingCenter.com.